はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
第38回日本文化レッスンでございます。夏子です。
Peter here, Japanese culture class number 38.As always brought to you by Eric Clara and the Translation and Interpretation Specialist, Natsuko-san.
Hi, konnichiwa.
Natsuko-san, it is the first Japanese culture class of the year.
Yes, I'm very honored to be here.
We are very honored to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Natsuko-san, today it is not only us.
Yes.
We have a special guest.
Please introduce yourself.
Natsuko-san, please introduce yourself. I thought you were going to introduce her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But yeah, maybe it's better this way. Megumi, can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Megumi, and I grew up most of my life in Japan, and I went over to America to study at Brown University, and now I'm back and ready to re-explore Japan.
Well, it is great to have you here in the studio with us.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
じゃあ、めぐみさん、よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそよろしくお願いします。
Now, Megumi is here today to talk about... What are we talking about today, Megumi?
Well, you tell me.
Natsuko, you tell us.
新年会。
Natsuko-san, how can we translate this?
How about New Year's party?
I think that's a very good literal translation. The only thing is, people may subconsciously mix this up with New Year's Eve party.
Oh, I see.
Because in the U.S., we don't have anything like this.
Really?
Yeah, or well, at least maybe I was never invited, but... Too much laughing.
I'm sure not.
Thank you, Natsuko-san. Megumi, I cannot tell you how nice it is to have you here today.
What are you talking about?
Well, thank you.
Okay, so New Year's party. This is a concept that I became familiar with after coming to Japan.So before coming to Japan, I had never experienced one. So Natsuko-san, maybe you could tell us a bit about what a New Year's party involves?
Well, it's simply about gathering and drinking. Again.
Again. So a follow-up to the Bonenkai.
Right.
The end of the year party.
Yes.
So just another excuse to get together.
Exactly.
Now, the only thing about this is, and the reason we're talking about it today is...It's quite common practice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even at the translation company, Eric Claren, they had a New Year's party.
新年会, yes.
And I think that was a new record. When were they back to work?
It was January 4th.
And when was the New Year's party?
4th.
Yeah, the same day.
Wow.
And Natsuko-san, can you tell us a bit about how this went? For example, what time did you work to on the New Year's party day?
I think it was around 3 or something.
Yeah, like a half day.
Yeah, because the boss started drinking that time. Yeah. Around that time.
So, yeah, this kind of sums up what the New Year's party is about, getting together and kind of the last hurrah because the end of December is such a party season in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko-san, what's interesting about this New Year's party was it was held at the company.
Yes, it was.
Now, I've been to a few Shinnenkai,
mm-hmm.
New Year's parties.
Mm-hmm.
And they were usually held at hotels or a restaurant, somewhere nice, and people would get together on maybe a Saturday night or so.
Oh, yes. I think that's more common.
Yeah. I think... what does that say about Eric Clara?
Kind of a special case, maybe.
Very down to earth, right?
Yes.
Now, Megumi, have you been to a New Year's party?
Actually, unfortunately, I've never been to one. I usually end up eating osechi ryori with my grandparents.
Really?
But that sounds nice, too.
It's nice, but it would be fun to go to a shinenkai.
Now, be careful. There are fun ones, and then there are not so fun ones.
Really?
Yes.
Like really? What?
Maybe.
I think so.
Okay.
Natsuko-san, when was the last one you were at besides the company one?
Oh, I had another Shinnenkai with friends from my high school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that was on the weekend, right?
No, weekday.
Oh, really?
After work. How brave we are.
I think so. Now, what did you do for that and where did you go?
Well, it was like a reunion. And we went to izakaya.
Which is?
Japanese style pub.
Yeah. Now, Megumi, can you tell us a little bit more about an izakaya?
Let's see. An izakaya is where everyone gets really drunk.
Naturally.
Let's see.
I definitely don't think that's the definition, the official definition of an izakaya.
Well, as far as I know, there's lots of shuhai and sake.
But what about the yakitori, grilled chicken, and the food there, and all the small dishes that you share with everybody?
Yes, that's true, actually. No, that part is essential. You have the yakitori, and you have always the side dishes of, you know, anything from pickles to anything you could really, you know, really want.
Yeah, there are also sashimi, and yeah, anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what really separates the izakaya from other types of places you can go and eat and drink is the atmosphere.
Mm. Right.
It's, well, I guess the traditional izakaya is kind of, you're sitting on the tatami in a room and there's no partition between the other people.
Right.
So it's like a room full of 30, 40 people squeezed in together on tatamis, and it's very loud, very smoky, and a really interesting atmosphere.
Mm.
Nowadays, we have the partition ones where you go to the izakaya. You can get your own room, so you're separated from everybody. But when I think of an izakaya, I kind of think of that atmosphere.
Yeah, very crowded and loud and noisy and, yeah, all those messes.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really, you know, kind of uprising.
Yeah, and it's something that should really be experienced at least once.
Very true.
So, Natsuko-san, we're talking all about the Shinnenkai, the New Year's party. But we did some research, and there aren't really any customs associated with it. There's not too much behind it. So, what's going on here? You know, why is everyone doing this?
Well, I think, yeah, mostly it's the excuse for, you know, gathering and drinking. But it's like the first gathering of the new year. So you can have Shinnenkai, like maybe later in January, as long as it's the first time of gathering.
For that particular group of people.
Yeah. Maybe you won't call it Shinnenkai anymore when you're holding it on February, but it's kind of broad-ranged custom.
Yeah. Lots of leeway here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, today we have some statistics about Bonenkai and Shinnenkai. Again, end-of-the-year party and New Year's party. Now, statistics, can we even call them that, Natsuko-san? We pulled them from the internet.
Oh, really?
Megumi would like to present you with these statistics. Megumi-san?
Here you go.
Megumi?
On average, people attend more end-of-the-year parties than New Year's parties. The majority of company workers participate in 2 to 3 bonenkai, or end-of-the-year parties, and 1 to 2 shinenkai, or New Year's parties. A majority of students, on the other hand, go to 1 or 2 bonenkai, and none or 1 shinenkai.
So, in short, people go to a lot of parties at the end of December and the beginning of January. Natsuko-san, can you agree with me here?
I agree.
Natsuko-san, what's your total for this year?
Not much.
Really?
Yes. 2 bonenkai and 2 shinenkai.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's better than me.
What are you? Where are you?
0 and 0.
0 and 0?
Yes. Well, I just got back anyways, but...
Okay, I have an idea. Let's have a shinenkai today with Megumi-san.
Iいですね. That's a great idea.
I don't know. I think, let me check the schedule.
用事がありますか?
Yes. No, I would love to have a shinenkai. Yeah, that sounds good. Because, you know, to tell the truth, I haven't had one this year. 1 bonenkai and 0 shinenkai. a little better than you.
Yeah, definitely.
But in the past, I used to average back in the days. Mm-hmm. About 5 years ago, my statistics were much better. Natsuko-san, what is your record for Bonenkai and Shinnenkai?
I don't remember. I don't count it. When I have very... Well, yeah, but I used to have like 2 or 3 in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember back when I was in school, going to Japanese university. Well, I'm still in school, but back when I actually had time to go to school, I used to average 4 and 4.
Wow. How did you have the energy?
Good question.
School does that to you. It really allows you to catch up on your sleep and...
School allows you. Wow. Yeah. Not JapanesePod 101.
Not JapanesePod101.com. Now, it all kind of depends on your situation, because I've had some friends where these numbers are quite normal. You know, there's usually the company one, then the one with friends for both the end of the year party and the New Year's party.
Right.
And then sometimes if you have certain business relationships, they can add up really, really fast.
Right.
You almost spend half the year catching up your body, recovering from this 2 month period. Well, it's actually condensed into like 4 weeks, the latter half of December and the beginning of January. Oh. And what makes it worse is the doctors are all on vacation. So just when you need them the most, they're all not there. Now, I think that's going to do for today. The goal of today was just to introduce you to this topic and let you know that this is going on in Japan now, or this is the season for it. Because this custom is not that well known. I never heard about it until I actually participated in one.
Really?
Yeah. There's the Shinnenkai email, the New Year's party email.
Yes.
And it always starts off with something about how cold it is.
Yes.
Right, Natsuko-san? Most right. emails and most mails start out with something about the season.
Yes, about the weather, usually.
Yeah. And as soon as you see that, and you see all the addresses CC'd, you know it's a New Year's party. All right, so with that said, I think we are going to make our plans for tonight's Shinnenkai.
Yes,
sounds good.
Make me, where would you like to go?
Well, is there an izakaya around here?
Many.
Oh, very nice. Then let's go.
Natsuko-san, are they going to shout out your name?
What?
Rather than irashaimase when we go in? All right. Gochisousama.
Gochisousama desu.
Ah, Megumi's paying.
Yeah. お願いします.
No, you were late. Right? The last one to say it pays.
We'll see.
Is there something like that in Japan, Natsuko-san?
I'm not sure.
Well, starting today, there is. Thank you, Megumi, in advance.
Yeah.
Okay, for more about the Shinnenkai, stop by JapanesePod101.com. There, inside today's PDF, we'll have a write-up about this and I think a lot more useful information.
Useful. Yes.
That's going to do for today. Megumi, thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you.
ありがとうございました。
どうも。
じゃあ、また来週。
See you next week.